Hey everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of AI Unchained. I'm Jack, joined by my amazing co-host, Cor. How's it going, Cor?
Hey Jack, I'm pumped and ready to dive into today's topics. Got my coffee and my conspiracy theories all lined up. Laughs. How's your bandwidth today?
My bandwidth is at full strength, just like our agenda for today. We've got some really juicy topics on AI's impact on the workforce, the latest breakthroughs in Web 3.0, and a few eyebrow-raising moves in the tech industry.
Ah yes, the magical world where robots take over our jobs, decentralized apps promise us freedom, and megacorporations play chess with our data. Sounds like a typical Tuesday to me.
Absolutely. So let's kick things off with a deep dive into how AI is transforming the job market. There's a lot of debate on whether AI will be a job creator or a job destroyer. What's your take, Cor?
Well, Jack, you know what they say. To AI or not to AI, that is the question. I think it's a mixed bag. Sure, some jobs are going to disappear, but others will be created. If you were a coal miner, maybe start learning some Python.
Good point. The rise of AI does demand a shift in skills. But what's your take on companies investing more in AI-driven technologies, like Amazon's AI fulfillment centers?
Look, I think Jeff Bezos is trying to clone himself using AI. Pretty soon, we'll have AI jetpacks delivering packages straight to your window. But seriously, it's all about efficiency and cutting costs. Humans are great, but robots don't need coffee breaks.
I mean, who wouldn't want a jetpack delivery? Seems like we're heading towards a world where the Jetsons meets the Terminator. On a lighter note, Web 3.0 has been making waves recently. Decentralized applications, blockchain advancements. It's the Wild West of the internet all over again.
For sure. It's like the internet got a blockchain facelift and now everyone's an NFT artist. Startups are popping up like mushrooms after a rain, each one promising to revolutionize something or other. But the real question is, how many of them will actually make it big?
Excellent question, Cor. Speaking of big, did you catch the latest from our friends at Silicon Valley? Some serious moves happening over there.
Oh man, I did. Google's latest acquisition, a little AI startup that's been shaking things up. Looks like they're not satisfied until they own everything under the technological sun. What's your take on Alphabeta? Oops, I mean Alphabet Incorporated's insatiable appetite for innovation?
Alphabeta, I like that. They truly are the Pac-Man of tech, gobbling up everything in sight. This acquisition could either be the next big leap or just another feather in their ever-growing cap. Time will tell.
Time indeed. And speaking of time, it's definitely time for us to get this show on the road. We've got so much to unpack today, and I'm eager to get into the nitty-gritty.
Absolutely. Buckle up, everyone. We're about to unleash some serious tech talk. Stay tuned. So, Cor, this order from Judge Paul Engelmeyer sentencing Du Quan to 15 years definitely leaves a mark in the crypto landscape. What do you think it signifies for the industry?
Oh, it's huge, Jack. It's a very clear, almost dramatic message from the courts. If you're playing fast and loose in crypto land, they're not afraid to throw the book at you. I mean, $40 billion just vanished. That's not pocket change.
True. The judge's comment about Quan being bitten by the crypto bug, but still needing to be incapacitated, strikes a chord. With the ongoing turbulence in the crypto market, do you see this as a deterrent for future ventures or just a bump on the road?
It's both, really. It's a deterrent only to those who think they can continue with shady practices unchecked. For genuine crypto entrepreneurs, it could be a wake-up call for the necessity of rigorous compliance and transparency. We've seen too many instances where the lack of these has caused catastrophe.
Speaking of transparency, I'm curious about how this impacts investor confidence. Does this sentence shake the faith in crypto, or does it perhaps reinforce the need for proper regulation and oversight?
There's definitely a mixed bag here. For some, it's another I told you so moment, reinforcing their skepticism about crypto. But for others, especially those already invested, it could be a step in the right direction. It shows that there are consequences for fraudulent behavior, which can bolster the legitimacy of the industry.
And that's key. If you're holding your breath for Bitcoin to hit $99,000 based on CryptoQuant's predictions, or believing Jason Pizzino's 2026 bottom forecast, maintaining faith in the market's stability is crucial. These big names getting penalized could actually clean up the space and make it healthier in the long run.
Exactly. You can't overlook the potential these corrective measures have for building a more resilient market. Speaking of resilience, Gemini's move into prediction markets is interesting. they've got a green light from the CFTC to offer prediction market trading soon.
That's right. Prediction markets could shake things up further. Imagine betting on whether Bitcoin will skyrocket or plummet. It brings a whole new layer of engagement to investors.
And it's not just an engagement trick. It offers insights. Real-time sentiment analysis about market movements can be invaluable. This can potentially lead to better-informed investment decisions, possibly averting disasters like Terraform's collapse.
It's like giving power back to the people, but with a twist. They can now bet on sports, geopolitical outcomes, or the next tech boom. It diversifies interest and engagement beyond typical market trading.
Totally. But to pivot a bit, let's talk about the new GPT-5, to release from OpenAI. Now, that's another beast altogether, right? How do you think this impacts businesses?
Oh man, GPT-5.2 is a game changer. With its massive 400,000 token context window, businesses can feed it enormous data sets and get cohesive outputs. That's a breakthrough for any data-heavy industry.
I can see enterprises rushing to integrate it, especially sectors like finance with complex tasks that need deep reasoning abilities. And given the Code Red directive from Sam Altman, this wasn't just about catching up to Google's Gemini 3, but really pushing the boundaries.
Spot on. While the timing might seem suspect, the results don't lie. This is a workhorse model ready to handle professional tasks with precision. Think about all those hours saved on coding, creating reports, or building presentations. It's moments like these where we see technology truly augmenting human capability.
Absolutely. It's indicative of how fast AI is evolving and aiming to fit into real-world applications. But as with anything, managing this tech responsibly is paramount, especially with capabilities that could outpace safeguards.
Couldn't agree more. Wrapping up, the convergence of stricter regulatory measures in crypto and the rapid advancement of AI could drive us toward a more secure, efficient future. We just need to watch out for the pitfalls.
Yep, it's a fascinating time to be in the space. We're at the crossroads of evolving tech and shifting regulatory landscapes. There's so much to keep an eye on and plenty that's about to change.
And on that note, let's dive deeper into some of the impacts AI and crypto regulations will have on our daily lives in the next segment.
Sounds like a plan, Jack. Buckle up, folks. There's plenty more to discuss.
So, Rivian hosted its first ever Autonomy and AI Day, and RJ Scaringe laid out some pretty ambitious plans. They're not just sticking to off-the-shelf solutions anymore. They've developed their own in-house processor, RAP1. What's your take on Rivian making this big leap?
It's a bold move, Jack. But honestly, it makes sense. If they want to lead in the autonomy space and compete with the likes of Tesla, they can't just rely on existing tech. They need something tailored specifically for their vision. And RAP1, with its ability to process 5 billion pixels per second, sounds like it's going to be massive for their AI systems.
Right. With 1600 sparse int 8 tops, whatever that means in layman's terms, it's like making sure your car brain runs faster and smarter than ever before. But what really got me was Rivian Unified Intelligence. They're integrating telemetry, cloud models, service systems, and customer features into one platform. It's like making your car smarter the longer you drive it.
Exactly. It's all about predictive maintenance and smarter diagnostics. Imagine your car telling you something's wrong even before you notice it. Preventive measures that save you those unexpected breakdowns. Plus, the idea of extremely fast startups because of efficient querying. Bye-bye, lag times. It's a game changer.
I see this benefiting not just owners, but also Rivian's bottom line. If their cars can be maintained better and drive longer without issues, they have happier customers and fewer replacements or fixes on their hands. But here's the kicker. Designing their own silicon, building custom hardware, then throwing in an AI compiler and platform software. That's some serious investment, right?
No doubt about it. It's huge. Porsche, for instance, has been traditionally great with their cars, but not so much with exclusive tech development. Rivian here is making a statement. We're not just here for a ride. We're here to shape the future of autonomous driving. And with LiDAR and extensive sensors, they're aiming for superhuman levels of perception.
It seems like we're seeing the next wave of vehicle technology really push the boundaries. Tesla might have their full self-driving tech, but Rivian's approach feels more integrated, more holistic. RAP1 isn't just about navigation. It's about making the entire driving experience smarter.
Absolutely. It's like the smart home concept, but for cars. Everything connected, everything intuitive. The more data they collect, the smarter the system gets. Speaking of which, Rivian playing the long game with partnerships with Arm and TSMC, they're ensuring their chips and tech stay cutting edge.
Right, and we can't ignore the implications for the broader automotive industry. This kind of innovation pushes everyone else to up their game too. Ford, GM, and even newcomers have to rethink their strategies. What do you think? Are we on the brink of seeing self-driving cars become the norm in a few years?
Maybe sooner than we think, Jack. Tech evolves fast, and with giants like Rivian committing to this level of innovation, it's only a matter of time. Remember when electric cars were a novelty? Now, look where we are. Autonomous vehicles are the next frontier. I bet we'll see these on roads before we hit 2026.
And maybe not just drive, but thrive. Self-driving, engaging with users, offering personalized experiences. The idea of cars that don't just move, but understand your habits, predict needs, and enhance comfort. That's transformative. Plus, it can change how we think about commuting and mobility completely.
True, it's redefining convenience. Think about how commute, logistics, or even on-demand services might change. Rivian's announcements make me optimistic about the future, not just for tech enthusiasts, but for everyone. Cars might become as personally tailored as phones.
Here's hoping they can manage the costs and regulatory hurdles smoothly. This could change everything from how we buy cars to how cities are planned. Can't wait to see how Rivian drives forward with this vision.
It's clear they're committed, and if they pull it off, we're looking at a new era in automotive technology and comfort. The journey ahead is exciting, no doubt.
So, Core, digging into this concept, LeechStream VFS overrides just enough methods to locate backups and issue queries. It's fascinating how it handles only the read operations for SQLite, while the actual writes are managed by the LeechStream process itself. That separation is a pretty smart way to ensure data integrity, right?
Absolutely, Jack. It's like dividing the workload between two team members. One focuses on reading a report and the other on writing new content. This way, you ensure efficiency and avoid any data clashes. But this context lake feature is what really piqued my interest. Managing what agents need to know to safely do their job. Brilliant, like giving them a safety net while they work.
Yeah, context lake sounds like it's laying down the groundwork for controlled knowledge. Imagine a virtual library where AI agents can only access specific shelves relevant to their task. It's like setting up guardrails on a racetrack, keeps the agents speeding along their path safely without veering off course.
Exactly, and it's such a necessary step, especially when we think about how hit-or-miss healthcare system schedules are. Optimizing provider templates without solid data on appointment durations and clinic efficiency? It's like flying blind. This is chaos, reminiscent of tabbed browsing debuting back in 02 with Firefox. So much change all at once.
Oh man, the tabbed browsing revolution? I remember that. It felt like opening 100 doors simultaneously, exciting yet overwhelming. Kind of like the NFT world today, right? Look at the current numbers. Punk's down 4%, BAZ dropping 6%. It's a roller coaster.
Tell me about it. NFTs are in constant flux. I can't keep up with Hyper's fluctuations. Just a few percentage points seem to swing the whole market vibe. But let's circle back to the healthcare chaos. Isn't it ironic that amidst all this advancement in tech, some sectors still operate like it's the 90s?
Right? It's insane. All this cutting-edge tech that automates and optimizes work, yet the healthcare sector struggles with basic appointment efficiency. Clearly, using context lakes and optimized templates could be a game-changer if implemented properly.
And imagine this. With AI-driven context lakes, clinics could predict appointment durations, streamline schedules, and improve patient flow. A monumental leap from being stuck like web navigation in 2002.
A leap indeed. Just like how LeechStream VFS is rethinking SQLite backups by decentralizing reads and writes for efficiency. Maybe that's the mindset healthcare systems need. A bit of smart segregation in their processes.
Right on. If anyone's listening and still deciding how to finesse their data systems, take a leaf from LeechStream's book. And hey, how about smart contract verification, ensuring no weird transaction bugs in the NFT space? Our approach here can ripple out beautifully.
Perfectly said, Core. Let's hope these sectors start bridging the gaps with the tools at their disposal. It's high time we leverage tech in every nook, whether for healthcare, finance, or our crazy NFT world. So, where we left off, we were talking about how building Boo wasn't about creating a massive commercial hit, but more a necessity due to the fragmentation in healthcare software.
Right, and it's pretty fascinating how the process inadvertently uncovered all these challenges. Automating back-office workflows sounds like a straightforward task, but when you mix in the fragmented interoperability in healthcare, you end up with a big mess.
Exactly. It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. You start with a grand vision, but the reality is a labyrinth of incompatible systems. And let's be real, the U.S. healthcare system feels about 2 decades behind the current tech standards.
Oh, absolutely. It's very fitting that the whole regulatory and proprietary obstacles make it almost impossible to have seamless integration. Kudos to the team for even trying to navigate that minefield. It's no wonder so many startups shy away from the healthcare tech sector.
Hey, and speaking of minefields, how about the legal battles Epic Games dragged Apple and Google into? That was quite the epic, pun intended, showdown.
Oh, that was a spectacle. Epic basically gave Apple and Google the middle finger by bypassing their payment systems, and the fallout was all over the news. It's pretty wild how it has unfolded since then. Apple got a slap on the wrist, but managed to avoid being labeled a monopoly, and Google had to concede ground to developers.
What's most ironic to me is that even though developers can now point users to alternate payment options, Apple still manages to get its cut. It's like giving someone a cookie and then charging them for the crumbs.
Yeah, and the developers are stuck in the middle. They get a bit more freedom, but still find themselves caught up in a financial tug of war. But Epic is having the last laugh, at least with Google. Google now has clear guidelines to prevent another fiasco, and Epic is back on the Play Store.
The whole thing underscores how these big tech companies control our digital lives far more than we sometimes realize. And then you have companies like Rivian pushing the envelope in the automotive sector with their unified intelligence platform, which honestly could be a broader strategic move than just making electric vehicles.
That's the new battleground, isn't it? Software and data integration becoming the backbone for industries like automotives. Rivian's platform is about creating a seamless data ecosystem, not just cars, but the entire lifecycle of digital assets and services tied to them.
I can't help but chuckle when thinking about the massive strides being made in certain sectors like automotive tech and cloud services, while other areas, like our family vacation planning you mentioned earlier, still feel so disjointed.
Exactly. We can have cloud-integrated electric vehicles and sovereign digital ecosystems, but planning a week in Cancun still requires a notepad and a cup of coffee to get through all those tabs. This really highlights where innovation is speeding ahead and where it's lacking.
And then you look at something like the VanEck Deegan Economy ETF, and you realize just how much these shifts in consumer behavior are creating entirely new products and investment strategies.
Which is hilarious and somewhat a sign of the times. The Deegan movement is not just some underground trend anymore. It's actually shaping financial products that stand in legitimate portfolios.
Right. It's kind of like watching evolution in finance. But let's not forget the darker side. CEOs getting heavy-handed sentences for things like money laundering and fraud, yet their businesses, or iterations of them, continue to operate, sometimes almost seamlessly.
That brings us back to regulatory scrutiny, or the lack thereof, in many emerging technologies and platforms. It's almost like regulatory bodies are playing catch-up with these rapidly evolving tech sectors.
Totally. It's become this complex dance between regulations trying to keep pace and companies pushing the envelope. Remember how Changpeng Zhao of Binance had that brief stint in federal prison, only to be pardoned later by Trump?
That's a classic example of the revolving door in tech regulation and government. There's this constant whipsaw effect, and the legal landscape can shift almost overnight, which makes it even harder for companies to plan long term.
And then you've got companies like Paxful, who blatantly ignored regulations, got caught, and are now paying the price. It's a cautionary tale for sure.
A major cautionary tale. It's like a never-ending saga where technology, regulation, and greed all mix into this combustible cocktail. The lessons here are deep, and for anyone navigating this space, whether in healthcare tech or crypto, staying informed and adaptable is key.
Couldn't agree more. It's such a dynamic field, and as much as it's chock full of risks, it's also just as full of opportunities for those willing to roll with the punches.
Absolutely. And for anyone working on projects like Boo, it's all about navigating these complexities without losing sight of what truly matters, whether it's user needs, regulatory compliance, or ethical considerations.
Bingo. Keep pushing the envelope, but always have a solid grounding. That's the trick. Well, that wraps up another high-octane episode of AI Unchained. We covered a lot today, from the latest breakthroughs in AI technology to the ever-evolving landscape of business and politics.
Absolutely, Jack. We started with a deep dive into new AI algorithms designed to optimize supply chains, followed by some spirited debate on the implications of AI in electoral processes. Definitely got the sparks flying there, didn't we?
Oh, for sure. Nothing like a good debate to start your day. And we can't forget our hilarious take on the latest smart fridge that accidentally ordered pizza for the whole neighborhood.
Still can't believe that. But hey, it just goes to show, even our tech overlords have a sense of humor. Seriously, though, our discussion on the ethical aspects of AI deployment was crucial.
And let's not forget the exciting segment on new startup trends in AI. Who knew virtual pet therapists would be the next big thing?
It's a wild world out there, Jack. But whether it's tackling serious issues like AI regulation or just having a laugh about the quirks of current tech, we hope you all found today's episode as stimulating as we did.
Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Your support and engagement mean the world to us.
We couldn't do this without you, and we're grateful for your continued interest in these fascinating topics.
So, with that, thank you for joining us today on AI Unchained.
We hope you enjoyed our discussions and gained some valuable insights.
See you next time. Stay curious and stay unchained.
Take care, everyone, and keep questioning the future.